just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here we are again. My mother, Gertrude Samuern, has written so many beautiful poems. I've read them to you often. She wrote this one in 1956, and when she was in Columbus, Georgia. Lord, how I thank Thee for Thy wonderful book. Lord, for its message, each time I will look, thrilling my spirit again and anew, wonderful pages, this message from You. Lord, for its beauty, its comfort and stay, oh, how it helps me through life's daily way, turning my eyes from the world and its fare, upon Thy promise to cherish and care. I wish I could have my mother right here and thank her. I wish she could read her poems to you, but she's with the Lord. She's been there for many years. And now I'm here with you, and I'm talking to you about the Dean Burgon women. We had our Dean Burgon Society annual meeting in Collingswood, New Jersey in July 2011. It just happened as I'm reading to you and talking to you. It's about almost a month ago, not quite. And I just want to tell you all about it. So I started with where I started. I started with the women. And I told you that we've been, ever since Mrs. Hollywood and I decided to have the women get together so we could get to know each other, we could speak to each other, we could come to care about each other. So Anne Marie Noyles from Canada told of the history of the King James Bible. And this year we were blessed by two women who instructed us on textual subjects. Some years I can't get anybody to talk on the subject. Anne Marie Noyles from Ontario was a trooper. With very little warning to speak of, she taught us the history of the King James Bible. It was timely, accurate, and good. Timely, accurate, and good. Yes, that's what I say. That's what I say, and that's what she was. She told us that while the King James translators began their translation work, a dark, sinister, occult plot was in the making. The Jesuits were working feverishly to influence the people of England to return to the Roman Catholic Church. That was in the summer of July 1604. The plot was to assassinate King James. The plotters wanted to put King James' young daughter on the throne of England, indoctrinating her in the Catholic faith at the same time. You should get this. This is in written form. You can ask for Mrs. Noyles, Anne Marie Noyles, speech in written form, or you can ask for it how she spoke it. Now, when you call 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and you ask for Anne Marie's speech, be sure to say you've listened to Just for Women radio program, because otherwise they will probably charge you a little bit for it. But I'll be glad to send you this for nothing if you ask for it, and you'll be very happy. Now, Joy Wallnoffer, she's from Baltimore area and the Geneva Bible. That was our next speaker. Joy Wallnoffer blessed our hearts with her talk on why not the Geneva Bible. If we women did not know much about that Bible before, we do now. I was so proud of Joy's work. She told us that there were 150 different English editions of the Geneva Bible in its 75 years of printing. In fact, the first edition was printed in 1560, 51 years before the 1611 King James Bible went to press. It was a most interesting talk. You must get it. Call 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and ask for Joy Wallnoffer's talk on the Geneva Bible. If you just remember the talk on the Geneva Bible, and ask for it either in a disc like this radio program or in writing. You have to specify which, and tell them you heard about this on the Just for Women radio program. Now, Clelia Almeida from Brazil was there. Clelia came all the way from that South American country, and she told us her work with her husband near her home in Brasilia. She told me how beautiful Brasilia was and what lovely weather it had there. You know, it had been 6 years since we last saw her and her husband, Pedro. He was a retired Brazilian Air Force colonel, and we really did enjoy them when they were here this time, and we enjoyed them when they were here 6 years ago. My, they were a sight for sore eyes. My husband met Pedro through the email, or the internet, years ago. I think it was the email. He was disturbed over the inaccuracies of his Portuguese Bible. It was then that Dr. Waite recommended to them a Bible college nearby, which they attended and graduated with honors, I think. And they learned the Greek, and they did all these things. And it was wonderful to see how they were preparing themselves to defend the text that lies behind there, the right Bibles, the King James Bible. The reason we have all the differences in the versions and everything is because the translation method. One of the methods is they use the wrong Greek text, and so there's a difference in some of the texts, the Greek text, and that's why the translation is different. And also, some translators, they put in their own ideas. I don't want to go into all that now, but I can explain it another time to you, and I have done it. Anyways, the Midas taught that they were, it was very interesting. So after they graduated, they went back home to Brazil, and they taught the children in their neighborhood so well that the children's lives began to change. Sad to say, these life changes were not welcomed by the parents of the children. And so the parents forbid their children to attend the Bible studies. How heartbreaking. The Word of God was working in the lives of the children. We trust that the seed that was planted in the hearts of those children and young people will bear fruit as the children grow into adulthood. You know, we must plant the seed of truth in children's hearts, and then we should water it. But if those children are really born again, they will seek out the truth as they grow older. Now, the Dienbergen women sang. I love it. Just congregational singing. It was a joy to me to lead the singing. One of the delights of the morning for me was that congregational singing of the women. It was during our singing of P.P. Bliss' song, Hallelujah, What a Savior, that a cameraman came from Philadelphia's Channel 6. He came into the auditorium, and with his big camera, the photographer shot video of us as I was leading the singing. Later, Joanne Noraki said she saw us on the 4 o'clock news that day. That hymn reminded us of women, us women there, of Jesus Christ and his suffering and his tears, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, we're reading this in Hebrews 5, 7 and 9, with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that obeyed him. Remember, we were talking about tears last time. Tammy Waite spoke on tears and weeping of the different patriarchs and saints in the scripture. And so when we sang Man of Sorrow, what a man. I wish I could find that. I wonder if I can find that. I didn't know I wanted to sing that. I'm not sure I can find it real fast. I don't want to waste a lot of time. A Man of Sorrows with an M. Let's see if I can find that. Here it is, page 302. I really thought I was going to sing another song, but I never know exactly what I'm going to say as the Lord leads me along in these radio programs. And I'm glad you're listening, because I wouldn't be able to have a radio program if you weren't listening. Here it is. Man of Sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Guilty, vile, and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement, can it be? Hallelujah, what a Savior. Lifted up was he to die. It is finished, was his cry. now in heaven, exalted high. Hallelujah, what a Savior. When he comes, our glorious King, all his ransom home to bring, then anew this song we'll sing. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior. By those words, really mean something when we look at them and study. I think sometimes you and I sing songs in church and we really don't know what we're singing sometimes. Well, now back to the Dean Brigham Society Conference, which is July 2011. Because the Bible for Today Baptist Church, our church, meets in our home here on Park Avenue in Collingswood, New Jersey, the church room is not big enough for those who would attend the Dean Brigham Society's annual meeting. Now, the DB Executive and Advisory Council wanted us to meet in Collingswood this year for the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible. By the way, it was the Society's 33rd year. So the Bible Presbyterian Church of Collingswood on Collingswood's Haddon Avenue opened its doors for the gathering. That church is different in many ways from the Presbyterian USA denominations that you and I are familiar with, such as the Orthodox Presbyterians and the Presbyterian Churches of America or the churches. So there's a little difference. The Bible Presbyterian Church is a different kind of Presbyterian church. The church pastor is Christian Spencer, J.D. The Bible Presbyterian Church stands where the Dean Brigham Society stands, as far as the text is concerned. And so that's very important. So anyway, I'm trying to see if I get all mixed up. Later, a friend from Pennsylvania, well, I already read that to you the other day. I have my papers all mixed up. That's what I get for just singing too many songs. Anyhow, The Bible Presbyterian Church of Collingswood agrees with the Dean Brigham Society on textual matters. Dr. Waite is one of the foremost authorities on the defense of the King James Bible and its underlying text. He's become that. I didn't marry him that way. You know, the Lord leads us in very different ways. We prepare ourselves and we're never quite sure where we're going to go. So if you're in a condition today that you say, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? Just think God has prepared you to be there and God is preparing you for something special. If you know him as your Jesus as your Savior, are you born again? I certainly hope so. Remember, the unknown, your unknown is not unknown to God. I'm under God's care. Are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
When our weeping's over, he will bid us welcome. We will come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.